This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Penny, and my co-presenter, Mandy. We'd now like to welcome Lucy Dean. And could I just start by asking you, Lucy, you're a creative digital marketing agency based in Farnborough. Can you give us a little bit of insight in terms of how you created the business, what brought you to this point in your career, and how it all began?
Sure, yeah. Well, I've been working for a couple of years for my mum's firm as the marketing director. It's an accountancy firm that she set up, so kind of entrepreneurship runs in the family. The reason I wanted to set up my own business is because I'm really passionate about helping small businesses succeed in what is a very competitive market. But the reason I love my job so much is because I really enjoy working with them sort of on a one-to-one basis or in workshops to try and capture what it is that makes them unique and to get that across to potential customers through social media, because every business has a really interesting story to tell, and sometimes what they lack is maybe the confidence to just say, okay, I'm just going to put this content out there, I'm just going to see what happens. So I really enjoy working with them, creating a strategy that fits in with their overall marketing aims, that's unique and really fascinating for potential customers to look at and to engage with.
Okay, I see. So you did that with an accountancy firm initially?
I did, yes.
So yeah. How did you make that attractive and engaging via social media channels?
Well, what we did with the accountancy firm was, it's a family-run firm, so their values were really important to get across and to capture. So their values were family, integrity, honesty, and basically just being really helpful. So we share hints and tips for potential customers, just anyone who's interested in finance. And we also share things to do with the budget. And we've got an app that we promote as well, which helps us stand out from our competitors. And it's got really useful calculators, like tax calculators. And it's just really exciting because it's a small business, we can be a lot more responsive to things that are happening in the marketplace and in the wider world. And I love social media because I like following the trends, seeing what's going on Twitter, for example, because you'll get quite a quick response to things that have happened, say government announcements to do with the budget or anything that's happening. Okay. So it's fantastic, really. Then that's how we've kind of marked ourselves out as different.
So it's that immediate engagement that you receive, and then that spurs you on to the next step.
Yeah, I mean, one of the beauties of social media is you can try out lots of different strategies and you'll get a fast response. So if it hasn't worked, you can always adapt it to do something else. And people are quite honest as well. So if they don't like something, then you'll find out pretty quickly.
Get an instant response.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In terms of like a lack of engagement, because if people aren't engaging with you, then something needs to change. So
how do you keep up with the changes then, Lucy? Because it's some platforms change so quickly, don't they?
It's very rapid. I'm on them daily, so I do notice things happening as and when they are being rolled out. But there are blogs you can follow and influencers within the social media world and technology world that they share content as well. So yeah, so that's a really good way of linking up. So I'd always recommend connecting with centres of influence, people who are influential in your field, to see what they're talking about. And then also looking at businesses that are complementary to what you do. So they might be businesses that you network with, because everyone's I think it's important to kind of keep an open mind and keep in touch with what's going on. And the way to do that is just to be in dialogue with lots of people.
I love the name. I think it's such a bright sounding name. It's a very exciting sounding name and different.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to come up with that name?
Well, what I decided to do, because I was struggling with coming up with a name that kind of summed up what I do and what I'm passionate about, I got together some business ladies that I know from networking who are very dear to me, very important to me, and who I've supported previously, and they were only too happy to help me have
a brainstorming.
It was like a branding brainstorming session, and we did like the six hats exercise, and that was facilitated by the regional director of our Athena network, Linda Huckle, and we basically started with the word motor and we ended up with Canary Jam Media, so it just goes to show that how the thinking process transformed over that session.
And so, that all came about in the one session.
It took about an hour or two to come up with that, and a strap line which is spreading the social chatter.
Yeah, I love that as well. So it's brilliant. Yeah, really good. Yeah. So your ideal clients are who are your, I mean, I know you mentioned new businesses.
Yes.
But who would be your ideal client then at this point?
At this point, it's hard to say because I work with so many different businesses. At the moment, I'm working with a flower designer, a life coach. I've worked with an emotional release therapist. I'm also in talks with a chiropractor. So it really does vary. At the moment, I'm working mostly with female businesses, but I am open to working with men as well. So I thought I'd put that out there. I'd like to work with people that have ideas, I suppose, and who are passionate about their business, because that makes my life a little bit easier, because I can bounce ideas off of them and we can come up with something that's truly unique to them.
Mm. So. Your enthusiasm is
infectious.
It is infectious, isn't it? It's really infectious. I love it. It's fantastic, yes.
So you also offer the one-to-one training and workshops. So can you tell us a little bit about how the one-to-one differs to the workshop environment?
Well, the one-to-one workshops are essentially the chance for the business owner to hone in on any sort of areas within social media that they might be struggling with. And it really does vary because some of my clients are really technophobic. So they need a lot of support just in terms of, say, uploading images or, you know, inserting tags and sort of linking to certain locations and things. There's a lot you can do to optimize your posts so that they are seen by more people. So someone I've been working with since the very beginning, she's getting a great response on Facebook now, and she's got so much more confidence because we've been seeing each other every month for a couple of hours. So she's got to learn more about the technical aspects as well as how to put a story together and put it out there. So yeah, it does vary basically.
So you're helping her, and you can do that for her, but you're also helping her so that she could do it herself as well.
Yes.
If she needs to. So you're covering all angles, really.
Yeah, I keep it flexible because at the end of the day, it's up to them what they want to get from it. But with the client who was particularly technophobic, she's got to the stage now where she can do it herself if she wants to, but she still comes to me because there's still other things she can learn and wants to learn.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, yes. So that's great. Yeah.
And do you have your own personal preferred social media platform?
Oh, that's difficult. I love Facebook because it's the one I've sort of grown up with, because it came out in 2004 and I was 14 then. So I've literally grown up with it. But I enjoy all of them because they're all different. LinkedIn, I particularly like because it's for professionals. Mm-hmm. And I just like them all, actually. It's hard to choose a favourite because they're all unique. And Instagram's great because it's very visual. I enjoy using all of them, to be fair.
Do you think any of them are more successful than... I mean, obviously, Penny and I were talking about this earlier. We've got Instagram, which is really popular at the moment.
Yeah.
And Twitter, some people can't quite get to grips with Twitter, although it is massively popular.
Yes.
Are they all as good as each other for different reasons, or are there some that really do stand out, would you say?
As long as you're using them regularly and you're posting content that's sort of quality driven, I think you're always bound to get a good response from it. So from my point of view, they're all, I would say, a fairly good standard. It's just a case of making sure that you put out quality content, because it should always be quality over quantity, because at the end of the day, it needs to elevate your brand rather than denigrate it. So I always, when I'm working with someone, I always say, let's not rush this. Let's take our time, make sure we've got everything we want to say in that message, and make sure it's going out to the right people at the right time, and it will do well. So yeah, I always get results. Mm. So yeah.
And better to get someone like you on board than try and, I do a certain amount myself, but I need help.
Yeah.
But I think that's, yeah, so you're there for people to help elevate.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And do you have any insight into whether there's the future of social media? Will one platform disappear, do you think? Or would that be unfair to ask that question?
I think at this stage, they're all very much of a muchness, if you like. They're all equally popular. I think amongst businesses, or the businesses I speak to, people do struggle with Twitter, and yet you can get such a great response with Twitter. I think it's just a case of maybe helping people, you know, educate themselves on how best to use it. But I know that, for example, Snapchat's really popular with teens, Facebook have brought in sort of filters to kind of combat that and to sort of not take over from Snapchat, but there's a lot of competition between them, a lot of rivalry, because they all want to be seen as the top one. But Facebook obviously had this scandal with Cambridge Analytica to do with the President Trump's campaign. So I think they're working very hard at the moment, and you can see this in their ad campaigns. They're trying to combat this negative perception that people have got of them. But the platform itself is great, because in terms of advertising, it's a lot more cost effective than, say, Google Ads, which can be more expensive. And people have said to me that actually, in terms of the feedback you get from Google, it's a lot less than, say, Facebook, because Facebook have so much data on people that they can give you a lot of feedback in terms of how well an ad's done and who's seen it and who hasn't. Just sum it all up, I would say they're all a much of a muchness.
And of course, Facebook and Snapchat, I think it appeals to different age groups, doesn't
it?
Snapchat, as you said, is very young.
Yes.
But I can't see them getting the Snapchat market, because the young people aren't going to Facebook, are they? So I understand. Or is that a misconception?
I think young people do use Facebook. When I'm looking at it from a business point of view, my own business, the target market that I've got is between anyone from sort of 25 to 65. I'm not really looking at teens, because there's not many teens doing business, but that could change, I suppose, potentially going forwards. But I think most teens are using Snapchat because it's more of a social thing. It's fun to do with their friends rather than, say, businesses that will be doing it to elevate their brand and connect with their customers. So I think they appeal to different audiences, essentially. But they're always looking at each other to see what they can do that's different, or maybe that they can roll out that's similar but not quite the same, you know. So.
And are there any companies or brands out there that you'd like to work with, that you would aspire, that you think, oh, that would be a really interesting concept or brand to promote?
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, I look at Aldi on Twitter quite often, because their feed is hilarious. If you look at it, they did a campaign for Halloween which was called the Aldi family instead of the Adams family, so play on that, and it was hilarious. But if you look at their whole feed, it's very humorous, but still obviously trying to get across this message about what they do and their values and things like that. So it's always brand enhancing rather than brand damaging, but they're particularly known for humor on social media. So I'm keen to work with people who are passionate about what they do. So I'm not necessarily looking at their size. It's more about the story that they want to tell and what their vision is. If they've got a vision, then I can do something with that, because I can help them build a campaign around that. So, yeah.
And, of course, your art background, that must come in really handy now.
It does,
All of that work that you did. One interesting fact, that you met Nick Bashaw, is that how you pronounce
Bashaw,
his name?
Yes, that's right.
And he's done portraits for Princess Anne, Princess Michael
Royalty.
Of Kent, etc.
Yes.
Wow, you're in good company there.
Yes, yeah. And Anne Witheridge was on, I think, Channel 4 News earlier on in the year, talking about a Leonardo da Vinci portrait that came up for sale at auction. To have experienced that, to have been able to have been taught by them is really valuable.
And that must come in so, must be so useful for your social media company, well, your marketing company now.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of how I brand people and position people, I always think about how I can enhance what they already have to make it stronger and clearer for the end user, the customer.
And Lucy, your passion just come through.
Oh.
It's so exciting. And we could sit here all afternoon again. But we've come to that point in our programme where we're coming to the end of our chat with you, I'm afraid, Lucy. So now it just remains to ask if you have any particular advice you'd like to share with our listeners, particularly someone who's starting a new business and needs social media advice.
I would say think very carefully about what makes you different to your competitors, and don't be afraid to communicate your unique story and to put your content out there, because you'll be surprised by what works. And it's important to try lots of different techniques and lots of different approaches and different types of content when you're first starting out, because you'll gradually find out what resonates with your audience and with your customers. So
thank you.
Go for it.
Thank you, Lucy. That is brilliant. And of course, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, do you want to give out your website and email address?
Yes, my website is www.canaryjammedia.co.uk, and my email is canaryjammedia@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. That's Lucy Dean from Canary Jam Media. Thank you for coming on
Lucy.
To the show.
Thank
it's
you.
Been brilliant. We'd love to have you on again in the future.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.